Former President Barack Obama announced this week that he will be participating in the Connecticut Forum happening next month, which is hosted by the Hartford Foundation for Public Giving. Obama's appearance is scheduled for June 17th at the Bushnell Performing Arts Center, but it certainly isn't the first time we've seen presidential visits to our state. So how do they operate, from security to handling the traffic and even the media? Joining us back on the show, Bobby McDonald is here, who is a former Secret Service agent. I forgot that word service before, so you are a secret agent. Secret Service agent Bobby McDonald, thank you and welcome back to the show. I mean, let's tackle, first of all, security. I have to imagine that's the number one priority anytime you've got somebody of that status coming to the state.
Good morning, Melissa. Great to be back with you. Yeah, absolutely. When any type of protectee of the Secret Service comes to a location, the Secret Service's job with respect to coordinating with other entities is to make sure that that person and or that traveling party is in a secure environment for the time that they're in our state.
So let's talk about just the logistics around this, Bobby, and certainly you've seen this firsthand. When a president or a former president or a presidential candidate, somebody, again, of this stature, is coming into the state of Connecticut, because that's where we are, they're leaving D.C. and they're coming here for a rally, a fundraiser, whatever it may be. Let's talk about, like, almost a point by point when they land, right? Like, as soon as they land in whatever airport it is, what does that look like, making sure that there is protection in place for them?
Well, it actually starts well before they land. It starts when the former president or whoever is coming to the state makes notification to the host committee. Obviously, the people that are running the event at the Bushnell have invited former President Barack Obama. They will then contact the local Secret Service, who will then start the advanced planning process. And that takes place when the Secret Service contacts state and local officials, police departments, fire departments, all of the people that will be supporting the Secret Service. They'll do a meeting. They'll talk about the schedule. They'll go over all of the logistics. They will plan the motorcade routes. They will designate a hospital. They will talk to the people in the tower at Bradley or wherever they're going to land. All of those things will be coordinated in the weeks ahead of time prior to the visit. And then once the visit begins at the airport, that implementation of that security plan will hopefully move in a seamless fashion so that the protectee can come into the state, do their event, and then hopefully get out as safely as possible a couple hours later.
And again, Bobby McDonald is a former Secret Service agent, so he's done this before. He has seen this in action. And while you may not be on the team, maybe you are, Bobby, you don't have to tell us, but you may not be on the team that's handling former President Obama's visit next month. But, you know, it sounds like when we talk about all hands on deck, I mean, you just listed off so many different entities that need to be put into place for this. How much would you say local and state law enforcement also needs to get on board with having bodies in place and handling the security in and around wherever it is that the president's going?
Well, the Secret Service can't provide the protection to its protectees without the support of state and local entities. The Secret Service, as we've talked before, has had some trouble over the last year, is very, very good at what it does with respect to liaison and maintaining relationships with other agencies in and around its area. The New Haven office of the Secret Service has a wonderful relationship with state police, local police, and in this case, it'll be state and Hartford, I assume, with where they're going to be coming in. And all of those things are about relationships. It's about communication. It's about talking about various scenarios. You know, we've just watched President Trump over in the Middle East. That security apparatus is very, very large. With a former president coming into Connecticut, that apparatus, while the 360-degree coverage of protection that we provide, that will be tapered down a little bit because, again, he is a former president at this point. So you won't see road closures. You may see some parking restrictions. So the impact on the community will be much more less of a bad effect than it would be if it was the sitting president of the United States.
So again, we have Bobby McDonald here, who is a former Secret Service agent. Let's talk about also handling the traffic as far as, you know, having to shut down roads and block things and put detours into place. Are those things done days in advance? Are there, you know, do notices have to go out to the surrounding towns and cities? What does that look like, Bobby?
Yeah, again, depending upon the level of the protectee, if you will, those things will be implemented and notification will be given to various neighborhoods or various street signs put up in and around the Bushnell if they're going to have parking restrictions. I don't really think you're going to see a lot of road closures. You may see a little bit of assistance by the state police and the Hartford police with getting the former president on and off the highway or getting him on and off the airport property. But again, in this instance, I don't think you're going to see a lot of road closures at all.
And what about handling the media? That's got to be a storm. I have to say, I've only done a presidential visit coverage in my TV days a very long time ago. And we were up in Burlington, Vermont, and at the time it was Bernie Sanders who was running. He had been in and out of my studio as just a senator. So he was very familiar, and we kind of got precedence because we were one of the top stations up there in Burlington, Vermont. But I've never been to something of this nature where you're talking about an Obama, a Bush, a Trump, a Biden. I've never been to one of these. So how do they handle the media with this?
Yeah, my guess in this situation is you're going to see a media announcement or a reach out to all the stations, radio, TV, newspaper, to let them know what the situation will be with respect to the availability of the former president, sweep times if they're going to be restricting access in and out of the Bushnell. Again, all of that information needs to be passed on. We want to maintain good relations with the press. Look, the former president's coming in. If there's no press availability or ability to get the press in and out, we really don't have an event. So we all have different aspects of this event to work on, and the Secret Service and local and state police are going to want to work very hand in hand with the local media or the national media, if they're going to be there, to make sure that the event gets the proper publicity that they're looking for.
It's a very exciting time, and certainly this was a huge announcement in Connecticut. So it is interesting to just get the background sort of perspective on all the ins and outs, how they need to handle something of this nature, which is going to be happening next month. Bobby McDonald, thank you so much for your expertise in sharing this insight. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Melissa. Talk to you next time.